Hi there. This is Pastor Turner from Metropolitan Baptist Church, and we want to welcome you once again to our internet service. This is on for our Sunday evening service. I'm so thankful that we as a church have many preachers, really, and we've asked them to prepare some messages for to share with you for our Sunday evening service. And so please pray for them as they study, prepare, and deliver these messages. We love you all. Lord bless you.
Good evening, Metropolitan Baptist Church, and those of you that are tuned in. It is my privilege to be here this evening. For those of you that were here this morning for our morning service, it was a powerful message by our pastor, James Turner. I appreciate him in preaching the Word of God. So we will be looking at a passage of Scripture that most of us are very familiar with, and I hope that the message will be a blessing to you. If you can be turning your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, you know the heart of your servant this evening, Lord. And Father, you know that I look to you, Father, to lead me. I thank you, Father, for every opportunity that you put before me. And Lord, I ask that you be glorified. I pray, Father, that you be magnified, Lord. I thank you for your word. And I pray, Father, that you be with those who are listening. Pray that you deal with their hearts, Father, and deal with their minds. We give you the glory, we give you the praise in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. My focus this evening will be on the teaching and who we are to be teaching. As I go through the message, you understand that a little better. As I look at the perfect plan the Lord Jesus Christ has set before his church, I am truly amazed. God is truly amazing. God has given us the Great Commission, and with that, we have been instructed how to go about the work of the ministry. For the sake of time, we will be dealing with this passage in two parts. Number one, we are to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We are to teach them, number two, to observe all things whatsoever the Lord has commanded. God has given his church instructions. The Lord Jesus Christ has laid his plan down in his word for his church. God's plan must be done God's way. God's plan must be executed, carried out in the order we see in this passage. Number one, we are to go and teach all nations. What are we to teach? In the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15, we are told what we are to teach. We are told to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In Luke 24:47, We are told, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Repentance must be preached, church. Repentance is the turning away, a change of mind, to turn away from your sins, acknowledging that you have broken the law of God, that you are guilty before a mighty God, and you turn away from that life. And you reach out to the only one that can save you, Jesus Christ. The gospel is, as we read in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 3 through 4. For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and how that Christ was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. This is the gospel, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he rose from the dead on the third day. This is what we are to preach to the lost, those in all nations. We are to preach the gospel. I want to tell you today that there is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is through believing in the finished work of the gospel, our faith in Jesus Christ, that we receive the Holy Ghost. And that's what I want to focus on here for a little bit. The receiving of the Holy Ghost through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 38, in that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse 39 explains to us what Jesus Christ is talking about in this passage, in this verse. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. He that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus was talking about the Holy Ghost. And Jesus says that those that believe in him, as the scripture has said, we know that the scripture has many things to say about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I want to point out a few things that the scripture does say. John 14:6 tells us that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. What does that mean? Well, when I was working as a welder, a fellow there asked me, he said, Daniel, do you really believe that all those that don't trust in Jesus Christ, all those different religions, all those different beliefs, that they're really going to go to hell? And my answer to him was yes, they are. Yes, they will. It is only through Jesus Christ that we will go to the Father. In Acts 4:12, that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, that there is no other Savior. We must be saved by him. We can be saved no other way. We must be saved through the name of Jesus Christ. in the believing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 4, as we read earlier, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead. In Hebrews, we learn in chapter 2, verse 9, that Jesus Christ has been crowned with glory and honor. In Hebrews 10, chapter 12, that Jesus Christ sits on the right hand of the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of the things in the heaven, of the things in the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Matthew 28, 18, that Jesus Christ has been given all power in heaven and on earth. This is just to name a few. The whole Bible points to Jesus Christ. This is what we are, or this is what we base what we believe on the Word of God and what it says about Jesus Christ. The world has hope in no one else. It is in Christ and Christ alone. He is the only Savior, and there is not another Savior besides Jesus Christ. This is what we're telling the world, church, believer. This is what it means when you say you are Christian. This is what the Word of God says about Jesus Christ. In the letter to the Galatians, to the Galatian church, Paul asked them a question. If you can turn to Galatians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, we're going to see the question that Paul asked those at the Galatian church. This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Some false teachers have had come to the church in Galatia, and they were teaching some false doctrine that faith plus works, and that you had to be circumcised to be saved, that one had to keep the law. And this is why Paul asked the question, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? It is not by what we do, but it is our faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is verse 14, Paul tells us that we receive the Spirit by faith, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Paul is speaking or talking about the promise God had made to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3b, that all families of the earth would be blessed. He was speaking of Christ. In that time that Christ would come from the tribe of Judah, starting with Abraham, and that Christ would die for the sins of men. And that through him and only through him we would get to heaven. And this was for all nations, for all the families of the earth, that all would be blessed. Paul says in Titus chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, if you would turn your Bible there, Titus chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Not by works which we have done, but by Jesus Christ, by the washing and regeneration of the and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Regeneration is that new birth, born again. Renewing is the idea is renovation, that God is working in us. God is making us new. Because we have believed and have trusted in Christ. It is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That we come to know God. And through the power of the Holy Spirit that renews us and works in us. But we must start with the gospel. We are to preach Christ. And this brings us to the next part of this commission. Folks, I'm not by no means a missionary and but I do know that through the power of the gospel, people will be changed. It is only through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because we have been born again, because we have the Spirit of God in us, we can learn the things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. If you want to turn your Bibles there or write this verse down. For what knoweth man the things of man, of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. It is through the new birth, through the Spirit of God, that we can come to understand the things of God. The lost man cannot understand the things of God. You can only teach the things of God to a person that is saved. This is why it's important to preach the gospel to the lost. When I was, let's put it this way, before I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I lived a life that most of you wouldn't believe. And I heard people talk about God, and I heard people talk about Jesus Christ and how he died, and I heard all those things, but to me they were foolishness. I didn't understand those things. And I was a drunk. I would have been a bad example to my children. But you couldn't tell me to stop being who I was because I was breaking the laws of God, and God said for me to change and not live that life. It was foolishness to me. The things of God were foolishness to me. But through the grace of God, a man came to my house, and a dear brother of mine, and he told me about Jesus Christ. He told me how Jesus Christ came to this earth and how he died for my sins and how he was buried and how he rose from the dead in glory and power. And that day I got saved. I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And through the power of the gospel and the regenerating of the Holy Spirit, little by little I came to understand the things of God. And I'm still growing in that. And I hope that you still are too. It wasn't anything that I did. It was the work of mighty God. You can't teach a lost man the things of God. We must start with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The lost man must be saved. He must have the Spirit of God. He must be a child of God. Is this not what we see in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 41 through 42? Peter had preached many there in Jerusalem. He preached Christ. And the Bible says that then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Those that believed were baptized. And the same day they were added unto him about 3,000. Unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. They preached Christ. Those that were saved were baptized. And then they taught those that were saved the things of God, the breaking of the bread, and prayer and fellowship. They preached the gospel. Some believed. Some are going to believe and some are not. We are not called to tell people that they're saved. We are not called for that purpose. We're called to preach Christ. We're called to preach Jesus Christ. Paul said, I preach Christ and him crucified. We preach Christ. That's it. Christ made us a promise and he said, I am with you. There is power in the gospel. It is God that does the increase. So many times we get caught up in our plans, in our techniques, in our approach. We get caught up in that. But it is God that does the increase. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, it says, I have planted, this is Paul speaking, he says, I have planted, Apollos has watered, but God gave the increase. So that neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. It is God that does the increase. I have to be reminded constantly, Daniel, when I'm out there and I'm door knocking or I'm sharing the gospel with somebody, I have to be reminded constantly. Daniel, you can't save this person. You can't keep this person from going to hell. That is between this person and God. But God has made it clear. Our instructions, the Great Commission, we have been instructed. We have been commanded. Folks, I know through this time that we've been, if you want to say isolated, I have really truly drawn closer to God through all of this, and I pray that my hope is that you have too. My heart is really truly heavy for those that are lost. And although we can't save all of them, we can be witnesses and point them to the one that can. The gospel of Jesus Christ is powerful. If you are watching today and you don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't know that he is Lord and that he's the only one that can save you, get on your knees and cry out to him. Jesus Christ is Lord. Whether you accept him as your Lord or not, Jesus Christ is Lord. The Word of God says that he is Lord of lords, King of kings. And that one day you will bow before him. You will stand before him. And you will be judged. And you will be cast into the lake of fire. He came to this earth. He died for your sins. He was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead. Repent and believe the gospel. Church, I pray that any given opportunity, Lord, that those of you that are saved, those of you that do know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I pray that whenever given the opportunity that you'll share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is our duty as His church to fulfill the commands that He has given us. And He promises that He is with us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank You so much for this day and thank You for this opportunity. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your Son. I pray, Father, for those that are lost in our communities, in the world, and in every nation, Lord, that You'll raise up men and women, Father, to take the gospel. Lord, I pray that You work in hearts. I pray, Father, that You continue to use this church for Your honor, for Your glory, to advance Your kingdom. Father, may You be glorified. May the name of Jesus be lifted up. And it is in His precious name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.